What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media. And this is your end of the week wrap-up, the fight previews for Lewis versus Spivak, UFC Fight Night 218, with a little bit of Bellator, Ryan Bader versus Fedor, first time on network TV sprinkled in. It's the Stack. It's Friday, February 3rd. Let's roll. A busy week with Bellator 290, the first time Bellator has ever been on network TV on CBS. What a card they have lined up for you. And then the UFC at the Apex. They were supposed to be in South Korea, and they moved it to the States, back to the Apex in Vegas, after the Korean Zombie was injured and unable to compete, so they moved it back here. And Derek Lewis, Sergey Spivak were supposed to fight in November. Lewis became ill the day of the fight, and during the fight card, it was announced that he would not fight that day. So here they are. Here's the main event. It's in Vegas instead of Korea. But of course, you still have the road to the UFC tourney finals in four weight classes. That's going to be a lot of fun. Lightweight, featherweight, bantamweight, and flyweight. All those fights last year in Asia. And those champions will be crowned this week as well in Vegas. All that said, every single fighter on the UFC fight card made weight, no problem. Derek Lewis, Sergey Spivak, Blagoy, even off Marcin Tybura. Four ranked heavyweights on that card. Doho Choi, the Korean superboy, on the card as well. Made weight, no problem. As did all eight fighters taking place in the finals, on the prelims, of the Road to UFC tournament that took place throughout 2022 in Asia. Meanwhile, Bellator, all the fighters on the main card, the three fights on CBS made weight, Ryan Bader, Fedor Emelianenko, Johnny Eblen, Anatoly Tokov, and Sabah Homasi, and Brandon Ward. Can't wait for that scrap, by the way. Only one fighter missed weight for Bellator. Diana Asfaragova, who fights Alejandra Lara, missed the flyweight limit by 2.8 pounds, but that fight will go on. Of course, Bellator looking to put on a show, first time on network TV. The opening fight on the main card, Sabah Homasi and Brandon Ward. That is going to be a firefight. Both of them love to throw down. Both have chins. It's going to be a war in there. The second fight, the co-main event, Johnny Eblen, the middleweight champ, against Anatoly Tokov for Eblen's middleweight championship. Of course, the wrestling, the ground and pound of Eblen, and his coach calls him the best middleweight on the planet. Mike Brown has worked with him since he first started training at American Top Team, but he's only got 12 fights on his resume. But for Mike Brown to say that, quote, "There's no doubt Johnny can beat anybody in the world right now. No doubt about it. I think there's nobody in the UFC like Johnny Eblen. I think Johnny also showed it. He probably already beat the best guy with a name he could beat in Bellator and Gegard Mousasi, but people might not believe me because I train with Johnny. But this guy, I believe, is the best middleweight on the planet, any division, any promotion." The former D1 wrestler from Missouri, Eblen had the perfect pedigree to follow others. I mean, that Missouri program, Sean Charles, my boy, was the coach there. Ben Askren, Tyron Woodley, Michael Chandler all wrestled there as well. Eblen is 31 years old, became close with Jorge Masvidal. They were training a lot. Masvidal would say, "Hey, this guy's unbelievable. He's really special. He can beat anybody." As we saw him develop, it was happening in training. It was like, yeah, he's beating everybody in training. Is this going to translate to fights as well? Yeah, he's doing it in the fights as well. And then, of course, the main event, Ryan Bader, the heavyweight champ, was also the light heavyweight champ in Bellator, former top contender in the UFC, Ultimate Fighter winner, has fought a who's who in the sport, already has a finish over Fedor Emelianenko. He looks for another one to send Fedor into retirement this weekend. And when I think about Fedor, there's way too much to even say right here. A legend, a god in the game, from Pride to Strikeforce. The only asterisk is he never fought in the UFC. And I'm sorry to say this. I'm actually not sorry to say this. But if you didn't fight in the UFC, not only is that asterisk there, but you cannot be called the GOAT. You cannot be considered to be the GOAT if you never fought in the UFC. And the UFC's been there all this time while you've still been fighting. You are not the GOAT. In my opinion, it's just what it is. But it really doesn't change anything when you look at Fedor's body of work, the greatness. He never did fight in the UFC. Of course, that's just for talk and rankings and fans arguing and media and people like that. But no denying the greatness overall of Fedor Emelianenko. The Last Emperor makes his last stand this weekend in LA. Meanwhile, in Vegas, Derek Lewis, the all-time leading knockout artist in UFC history, taking on Sergey Spivak. Someone's going to sleep. Spivak does have submission game, but this is going to be stand and trade, stand and bang. Lewis did not like the, quote, early stoppages from his last couple of fights. He He's on a losing streak, though. 2 in a row and 3 out of 4. The Black Beast ranks 7 against number 12. Spivak needs a win to rebound. Blagoy even off in Marcin Tybura. Tybura 10, even off 15 in the heavyweight division. Two sluggers and brawlers with great chins. Going to go in there and just try to bang it out with one another. Duho Choi, the return of the Korean Superboy against Kyle Nelson, and a big, big fight card for the UFC in Vegas this weekend. It's the Fight Stack, it's Greece, it's Friday, big weekend of fights. Can't wait for UFC Fight Night 218 and Bellator 290. Moving on with your Fight Stack, it's Friday, February 3rd. You got UFC Fight Night 218, Lewis versus Spivak. You've got Bellator 290, Bader versus Fedor. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece, underscore, at Cageside Greece, on social media, giving you everything you need to make intelligent choices when you just make things a little bit more interesting with the fights. Let's take a look at the betting previews for UFC Fight Night 218 and Bellator 290. First up, UFC Fight Night 218. The odds updated as of today in the main event. Still a dog. The Black Beast, Derek Lewis. And I'm not talking about a dog. I'm talking about a dog, an underdog at plus 190, while Sergey Spivak is minus 250. The Black Beast as an underdog. I've lost twice in a row picking him as an underdog. But man, he can end it at any time. And if you're picking Derek Lewis, you're picking him by KO or TKO. So you're going to want to parlay that and maybe throw a round or an over-under on rounds in there on Lewis. For Spivak, you know, I mean, look, you can make big money on Lewis, even just straight up. But for Spivak, think about it for 1 second. You're going to have to parlay. How do you think he's going to win? He's got 6 submissions. He's not just a knockout artist. This one's a tough one to pick. If you're going with Spivak, you're going to want to go with the round or the over-under on the rounds. It's not going to go the full distance with Spivak and Lewis. That much we can pretty much guarantee. So those are the final odds on that one. How about the co-main event? Da-eun Jung and Devin Clark. Jung, the favorite at minus 250, Clark plus 200. Meanwhile, the Coco main, the heavyweights, numbers 10 and 15 in the world. Marcin Tybura from Poland and the Bulgarian Blagoy even off minus 140 for Tybura, plus 115 for Blagoy. Whoever you pick straight up in this fight, you're going to want to pick by decision, I would think. That would be the parlay there. Pick by decision in this fight. They're both brawlers. Neither guy will give an inch. I don't see either one being finished in this fight. So whoever you pick, pick them by decision for your best value. How about the return of the Korean Superboy, Duho Choi and Kyle Nelson? Duho Choi, the minus 185 favorite, plus 150 for Nelson, who's 1-4 in the UFC. But Duho Choi lost 3 in a row before taking 3 years off. Military commitments and injuries have been a big factor in his career. But man, is he exciting. 5 performance bonuses in a row for the Korean Superboy, including the Hall of Fame fight with Cub Swanson from 2016. So when you look at this one, Duho Choi, you're going to want to take him by KO or TKO and maybe throw an over-under in on the rounds. Will he do it sooner or later in the fight? And you think about that. That's Duho Choi. All day long value on him. Kyle Nelson, bet him straight up. If you think he's going to win, he's going to win by KO or TKO. So go there for the value. But I love the Superboy in this one. And then opening up the main card, the Japanese sensation Yusaka Kinoshita against Adam Fugit, the American. Kinoshita, the undefeated prospect. A lot of value to be had. Not much value there on him being such a huge favorite. You're going to want to parlay it. And of course, by KO or TKO is plus 125. So that would be a good way to go. And then when you think about the over-under in terms of rounds or round betting, will the fight go the distance? How will the fight finish? I believe in the over-unders on those rounds. So if you believe that Kinoshita can win in 60 seconds or less, it's at plus 525. A lot of value there for this prospect. I would expect to see him finish this fight very early. I would go for the best value, Kinoshita in 60 seconds or less by KO or TKO, triple parlay with him to win straight up. There's your value. Real quick on Bellator 290, Sabah Homasi and Brennan Ward opening up the main card, minus 190 for Homasi, plus 160 for Ward. These guys are veterans. They love to go out there and bang. They both have chins. This one's going to be a firefight, so whoever you think is going to win, the real value here is in a parlay. Brennan Ward to win by KO or TKO, if you like him, is plus 275. You can throw in a round bet as well. And for Homasi, how about minus 110 to win by KO or TKO? That's the move, according to the odds makers. But if you want to go against that chalk and you want to go with Brennan Ward, do it by KO or TKO, and you will have some value there. In the co-main event, Johnny Eblen, who Mike Brown from American Top Team, the coach says, is the best middleweight in the world. Think about that. With Adesanya, with Pajeda, with all those great middleweights, Whitaker, Mike Brown thinks it's Johnny Eblen, the wrestler from Missouri. Johnny, minus 300, favored in this fight. Tokoff is plus 240. If you're looking for value on Eblen, you're going to have to parlay a bunch of stuff to win by KO or TKO is plus 225. By submission is plus 1,000. In 60 seconds or less is plus 1,400. You can pick him in any of the rounds, plus 6, plus 9, plus 14, plus 22, plus 3,000 in rounds 1 through 5. When will the fight finish? Round 1, plus 500. Do a parlay, get your best value on Johnny Eblen because there's no way in the world he's losing this fight. And finally, the main event at Bellator 290, the farewell, the last stand for the last emperor, Fedor Emelianenko and Ryan Bader, the heavyweight champion Bellator, a huge favorite for their first ever fight on network TV on CBS. Bader at minus 350, Fedor plus 275. You get value on Fedor no matter what. He could win by TKO or KO. He could win by submission just as easily, Fedor, in this fight. Bader, same thing. His submissions are world-class. A lot of finishes on the ground, but Bader in this one is looking for the knockout. So if you're going with Bader, you're going to have to parlay KO or TKO, which is still minus 225. And then you're going to have to do round one, basically. Bader, 60 seconds or less, is plus 225. Bader in round one, minus 165. Hardly any value there on Bader to win by KO or TKO in round one. But honestly speaking, I can't see any other way that this fight finishes other than Bader knocking Fedor unconscious to send him into retirement. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Thank you for joining me on the Fight Stack. You can find more fight previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease on social media. And this was our Fight Stack preview. UFC Fight Night 218, Lewis versus Spivak, Bellator 290, Bader versus Fedor. Keep your game tight and your mind right, fight fans. I'm out.